the cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy folks, this is Wiley Gustafson of Wiley and the Wild West, and you're listening to the Clear Out West radio show.
That's right, Wiley and the Wild West, you are listening to Clear Out West radio show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Good.
What you got for us this week?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Nope. Not me.
No.
No. No tango nada.
What happens when you get a sulky horse?
Oh,
and you
yeah.
cannot get that hoof picked up.
Just sold up.
You just pushed all yep. his weight on that hoof, yep. and no matter what you do, is he going to pick yep. it up for you?
Well, I've got the tool to fix that.
Yeah.
A Diet Pepsi.
There you go.
You pop one open, you sit on the truck bed.
You sit on the tailgate and drink the Pepsi.
And drink the Pepsi.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, there are different tricks.
There are.
And the first trick that I use is you grab that old tendon, right?
Yep. Give it a squeeze.
And give it a good squeeze between your yep. The palm of your hand and your fingers.
Right.
And just keep squeezing. Mm-hmm. Squeeze, 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 squeeze.
Yep.
Well, sometimes that doesn't work.
Right.
So you take your rasp, hammer, your nippers, the handle of your nippers.
Nipper handles.
Yeah, yep. and you go right down there right on top of the bulb
yep.
and give it a little push.
Yep, give it a little push.
I guarantee he's going to pick his foot up.
Foot will come up.
Be yep. ready for it.
Because it's coming back down really fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
He will pick it up and he will give it to you quickly and yes. then he will set it down quickly.
And be careful with that.
Absolutely.
You can get a little Western.
You can
with
hurt
that
him
one.
With
you
that.
You absolutely could. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is actually some great information. I've never had any luck with squeezing the tendon simply because my small hands. I got small hands. All right, there you go. It's out now.
It's
there you
out
go.
There,
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah. I just can't squeeze that tendon enough. They just kind of look at me like, what are you doing?
That feels pretty good.
That's supposed to hurt? Yeah. All right. Actually, it's some great information
yeah.
there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, yeah, my beverage of choice is.
yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And I'll go sit on the
tailgate.
Right.
Yeah.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. They can always leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We know how to get that foot up off
yeah.
the ground. P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Keep moving.
Let's do it. Here we go. Some more music.
Yeah.
Ben Crane is riding yeah. along with us. He is countryfied.
I don't care who knows it, man. I'm countryfied. I like the countryside, like my chicken country fried. And I couldn't be a city slicker even if I tried. I love the country way of life. Well, I'm the kind of guy who likes to watch a river flow, see the green grass grow, feel the warm breeze blow. Here's a little something that I thought you'd like to know. I love the country way of life. No, I don't care who knows it, man, I'm countryfied. I like the countryside, like my chicken country fried. And I couldn't be no city slicker even if I tried. I love the country way of life. Guitar!
Ah.
likes to watch a river flow, see the green grass grow, feel a warm breeze blow. Here's a little something that I thought you'd like to know. I love the country way of life. I don't care who knows it, hoss, I'm countrified. I like the countryside, I like my chicken country fried. And I couldn't be no city slicker even if I tried. I love the country way of life. I love the country way of life. No, you just can't beat my country way of life. Not even with a big stick.
Boy, yeah, I'll say he is countryfied. Good stuff, yeah. From Ben Crane, mostly known for his artistic abilities.
What a great artist.
Yeah, oh, yes, man.
Yeah. Cartoonist,
and,
yeah.
And a great musician.
And a good guy, yeah.
Just a good old fella.
All-around good
you
guy,
betcha,
yeah.
That's right. All right, do not, I said,
don't
do pick not that. Pick that up, which made me think just a little bit about the definition of political correctness that I came across not too long ago.
Okay.
I think it was a student, a college student, that actually came up with this.
Really?
Definition. Political correctness is a doctrine fostered by a vocal minority and rabidly promoted by a mainstream media that holds forth the proposition that it is entirely possible to pick up a dog turd from the clean end. You know, boy, that did it for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
he got my vote.
He hit it right on the head for me.
Yeah.
Don't pick that up.
Just don't.
All right, so
pick that up.
I just got to tell you, it's not possible.
No, you can't.
It's not possible to pick it up from the clean end.
That's
all right.
A fact.
Okay.
And you cannot polish it.
Well, that we try every Sunday. We'll put a tie on and try to polish one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness! Don't pick that up.
Don't pick that up.
What is it about with little kids and dead animals?
Yeah.
Hey, like you said, you go out to the bone pile. But I mean, it doesn't even have to be a bone pile.
No.
You know, you turn your back and they've got a. What Kent Rollins calls a sale rabbit.
Yeah. Exactly.
A jackrabbit that's been run over so many times and baked in the summer sun that you can pick it up and sail it.
Zing.
Zing. Makes a dandy frisbee. What is it about sale rabbits and sale possums that little kids want to pick them up and throw them?
I do not know.
You know, I do.
You do?
Yeah, they've watched Grandpa. Say, hey, watch this.
Hey,
come here.
Come here.
Look at this. Watch this. Look how well this thing sails. Look at
Well, and you try to protect your little grandbuddies, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's stinging nettle, all right? Don't touch that.
Well,
of course.
Well, and it's like the old saying, you know, in some of those old sayings, there's a lot of wisdom in them, right?
Oh, right.
Leaves of three, don't touch the hiney.
You're right.
Yeah.
Do not touch the hiney.
Do not touch it. Leaves of three, let it be. So a poison oak, poison sumac, stinging nettles, things like that. Man. I remember a stinging nettle issue encounter one time that, my gosh.
Did it touch the hiney?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, dear.
All right. I'm in high school, and I'm going to tell on some people here. All right. And I worked with a fellow. His dad owned the farm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, well, his initials are Mark Cranny.
Okay.
Anyway, Mark Cranny and Vince Anderson and I, we all worked together. Okay. It was hot. We decided to take a plunge in one of the old ponds where the artesian wells were dumping.
Yeah,
the sumps there. And, it was grand. You know, we stripped down to our bare nothings and jumped into the pond and climbed up the bank to get
where
back.
Where all the stinging
we jumped off the tailgate of the pickup into the pond. Well, we was climbing back up into the pickup. And there was steam all over the whole face of that thing.
Yeah, but, Mark, you go first.
Yeah, right. Well, we all were just trying to get back. Finally, you know, found another way. But
blaze
let me
trail.
Tell you, that was not a good thing. Don't pick it up.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, don't touch that stuff.
Don't even look at it.
We need to ditch out to a commercial. Yep. But the good news is our good buddy, the Right Reverend Deacon Dub, D.W. Grothy, has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.